I can't think of a better welcoming committee than what we have right here for George Bush. What we have also on the 3 million unemployed, the Midwest is the heaviest hit. We have here so many jobs that have just gone out of the window, and our infrastructure has crumbled, the loss of livable wage jobs. And we're talking about cutting back, hold on to this, and you all are aware, cutting back on veterans' benefits while indeed we're waging a war. And what we're also saying is that the infrastructure of our cities need a shoring up, and that domestic spending should be replacing the war on Iraq. Mr. Bush comes here looking for $87 billion. What we would like to send a message to all of those candidates who are running for president, that they look at this request, because that's all it is. It's another request. It's an installment. It'll be more after this. That these candidates look at this request and grant it only if it's dollar for dollar on domestic spending. That it has to come back and show up what is happening here. Our utilities, I think a few weeks ago, 53 million Americans were in the dark. We haven't had an answer to that yet. I don't think it was terrorists. I just think it's neglect and not watching what we have on our own infrastructure in order to keep America as safe and as sound as it should be. The same thing occurred also in Italy and also in London, even more out. I like the peace rally that they had in London the other day, where they had the sign, instead of saying Tony Blair, they said Tony Blyer. And we all know what that meant. What we're saying again right here and now is that if the presidential candidates want to give $87 billion more to wage this war and also to create an infrastructure for Iraq, we would also like a dollar for dollar value back home in America to raise the quality of life for our workers and our seniors and for our veterans. Thank you very much.